It's a little.
If it's one of those, you know, it's an obviously you had to be there thing, but if you were there, man, it's just clutch. It's clutch.
Well, maybe it's also just kind of the planning meeting to come up with it. It's like bark, bark, bark. No, that's just not.
What is it?
Cricket.
Five Goes West. Yeah. Where they're teaching the cat to be a dog. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
Like, bark, 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 ruff, ruff.
The guy that was played by Dom DeLuise.
Yeah. Thanks. You to best. You to best.
Thanks,
Casey. Thank you. No, you to best.
Who's that?
You to best. Because you got the bean.
That's right.
You to bean, bitch.
Yeah, I'm the bean, bitch. You know it.
I do. That's why I said it.
That is the badass bean,
bitch. Oh, that is a bean.
She's the badass bean, bitch.
Oh, there it is.
Baby, she my badass bean, bitch.
Though that actually looks like a Dr. Pepper Jelly Belly. That's my color.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's just there was a time where I binged horribly on Dr. Pepper and watermelon Jelly Bellies.
Right. Whoa.
With like a splash of Tutti Frutti Jelly Bellies mixed in.
That sounds awesome.
Like that is just gut rot incarnate in a 1 pound bag.
Yeah. You sit like a boulder in your stomach.
Yeah. That and Skittles.
Oof.
I used to binge on those a lot, too.
I love Skittles. Yeah. Don't blame you.
Though I just got back into Starbursts, too. That was kind of a mistake.
Jelly beans are the best jelly beans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they made jelly beans.
Ah.
I do like the Cadbury eggs, though. Those are my choice for... Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no. The Reese's eggs.
Those are the best.
Ah, yes. Katie got a bag of those recently.
Wait, what?
Sriracha candy canes.
Yuck. I mean, that's definitely not how I really feel about that.
How about Cadbury mini eggs?
Oh, yeah, those are never way too good. That's an extra 2 pounds around the old waistline real quick.
Yeah.
I always did the chocolate or the chocolate caramel. I could never do the legitimate egg because it's just...
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it's
too creamy.
Yeah, that was weird. I agree.
Yeah, that's a lot of creamy frosting type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. No, it was, yeah, that's right. It was the caramel that I forgot they had that weird, like, frosting-y.
With the actual yolk.
Yeah. The white and the yellow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
No.
No.
And every now and then I'd break one open and it'd be a consistency that I'm not really fond of discussing. And you know what I mean.
Always.
Just stop me from eating them.
We're girls. We don't understand this.
Yeah, right. As if.
Gross.
I love you.
Anyway, here we are. Here we are. It's the mic check part of the show. And we're going to...
Do you want to do Wise Another?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
We'll do that.
Oh, what?
That's a good go-to.
Yeah, I don't really have a mic check topic.
Nor do I.
Mic check to go with.
Because everything that we could discuss would be very good show fodder otherwise. Okay, so have either of you played Wise and Otherwise?
Nope.
Have either of you played Balderdash?
Nope.
Maybe at some point, but I forgot what it is.
Okay. Well, then
I can make this very simple.
Good, I like simple.
The cards have quotes from different parts of the world, different cultures.
Okay.
And so on the front is the first half of the quote, on the back is the second half. So we read the first half of the quote, and then everyone comes up with their clever or insightful or funny second half of the quote. And then we read the back and see what it is. It actually
right
is.
Angle.
Cool.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
For example, here's there's an old Haitian saying, it is only the knife that knows
who to stab.
Who done it?
Where to be stuck.
Oh, actually, it is only the knife that knows how to find the bean.
Yeah.
Really?
No, no, I'm saying that that would be my my timely version of that.
Uh-huh.
So then it'd be, you know, everyone goes around and contributes some sort of ending to it. And then we find out that the actual saying is, it is only the knife that knows the heart of the yam.
What?
Okay. No, I actually like mixing. That's true. I actually like mixing and matching these a little bit. So, like, you could say, it is only the knife that knows with another's pants. Oh, no, I found a better one. It is only the knife that knows your hand hurts.
I cut myself earlier.
So then we just each go around, pick a card at random, and then read the intro to get us all to guess the goofy answer. And then the real one.
Okay. There's an old Roman saying, small foot... dot, dot, dot.
Small tent.
Do I go first?
Right, it's just, it's everyone. Everyone contributes in some way, shape, or form.
Small foot. Inconsistent measurement.
Small foot nimble dancing.
Oh my goodness.
Small foot no soccer.
I'm going to go with small foot, small socks.
I was going to say sandal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the real answer.
It's always a letdown.
Small foot, big golf. Like big. Golf, like G-U-L-F.
Huh.
That doesn't really make sense.
In hey. My, oh, ooh, no, you I don't want to finish that.
No, that's, yep.
Yeah, there's really...
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
It is.
All right, Romans.
Sure. Romans.
They really
were weird.
Rocked that yeah. one.
All right, pass it along.
If there was a Roman in the room, he'd be like, whoa.
Be like, I don't know if I said
it.
That, okay?
All right.
Oh, I think I get it.
Okay, explain.
Like, you know, the boot of Italy.
Yeah.
So if the small foot, there's a little golf right there. So if the boot is small, then that golf has to be proportionately as small, where if it's a bigger jutting out of the boot, then maybe it would be a bigger golf.
Very good.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. small boot, big golf.
Oh, I thought it was small golf.
Yeah, like, no, small foot.
It's like the
small
less
foot.
Small foot, big golf.
Oh, okay, I have no idea what
so
I'm talking
way.
About then. So the Mediterranean is large by comparison to the boot. I had it backwards.
There you go.
Got it. Okay.
I can justify things with words.
Beautiful. I'm beautiful.
Cake. Ah.
Cake. There it is. Okay. I have one that says, there's an old Russian saying, Moscow has seen her share of.
Moscow has seen what?
Moscow has seen her share of.
Oh, I see.
Invasions of other local countries.
Moscow has seen her share of...
Vodka.
Trololo guys.
Moscow has need. Seen her fair share of fur coats.
Those funny hats.
Yeah. Moscow has seen her share of... Her share of... Pantaloons and stray dogs.
Hmm.
What?
That's the real answer?
No.
I wish.
Yeah. I was kidding. Clever people.
Huh. One more time?
Clever people.
Clever people.
Yep.
In Moscow, we're smart, said the Russians.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right.
Whatever works for them.
Yeah. Whatever works for them.
Propaganda.
All right. Boot golfs you.
Topical. There's an old Kenyan saying.
Ooh.
Let me start over. There's an old Kenyan saying, beans come from the place.
Katie's cake.
Obviously the only
duh.
Answer.
Come on.
Of great luck.
Of no teeth.
Of yeah,
No, they keep trying.
Yeah.
Chip, 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 break.
Beans come from, wait, beans come from a place of...
Beans come from the place...
Beans come from the place of... Love.
Beans come from a place that is musical.
You could have said of my beanstalk.
This is better than anyone's. There's an old Kenyan saying, beans come from the place where the beans are.
It's like that guy. That guy with the hair, the guy with the face. It's
hilarious.
That's incredible.
Blown
away. That was the wisest saying of I've ever heard.
Those Kenyans, they are.
Just changed.
Better than like the beans come from the place where the carrots are.
True.
Like just a non sequitur change. Like, oh yeah, carrots. Yeah, that makes sense.
Indeed.
The Kenyans don't speak nonsense,
Dan. Yeah. Kenyans they only speak plain
talk. They're
all
about the business. What, I've been there.
We go to Kenya. Where can you find the beans?
Show me where those are, please.
Show me where the beans are, please. I've heard all about the beans.
Don't you know where they are? They're where the beans are. It's like,
I've heard they're made with love.
I saw a patch of beans, but I
want to
know where the beans
are.
For reals.
Forget about the elephants.
Where did these beans come from? They came from the beans that are in your hand. I don't understand what your question is. The beans are in your hand.
On the cans of beans, it doesn't have a specific city. It's the bean field, comma, Kenya. Because it's one consolidated area. That's what it is. It's
it says where the beans are, comma, Kenya.
You know, those beans.
All beans originate in Beans, Kenya.
Just a place called Beans.
A place called Beans.
Well, maybe there's a typo on the card. It's where the Bens are. So there's like a town of people named Ben and they grew beans. But then somebody printed the card wrong.
Ben's Beans.
Ben's Beans.
Ben's Beans.
And he was ostracized and they threw pancakes at him.
Let's plan a buffering field trip to Beans, Kenya.
Yes. The only place where I want to be.
Though now all I can think of is the kid from Disney show Beans. Even Stevens.
That kid looks the same. Or the dude looks like
well,
he looks like
he has that like weird forehead.
He looks
thing.
Way creepier now. Yeah. I just like to point that out.
Yeah, he has the goatee. He has the creepy
no
don't get into my van.
On him.
Oh god.
It's sad.
Everything
is not awesome. It's not really good. No good luck for beans. No good luck.
But can lucky things be lucky? Like, if you are something that's lucky, can you also in turn possess that luck at the same time?
Rabbit's foot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
the rabbit's
luck.
Foot. That's the best example.
It's lucky, but the rabbit
is it?
Not the
foot. Originators of luck are rarely lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also true with those who find beans, apparently.
That is not true. I'm feeling the luck already. It's running through my veins.
See, I feel like now that you've said that a few times, you're going to like slip on a banana peel or something like really comically
really
unlucky.
You're gonna go,
and it's
going to
be like a very concentrated, like out of the norm moment.
I hope not. I almost slipped on ice today, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm clumsy.
Times. I had nice shoes on. Not good.
A couple of weeks ago, I slipped on ice while I was holding a banana peel.
Ah.
See, now that, yeah, not good.
That's just unfortunate.
Beans, Kenya, lined with a fence made of horseshoes. And in between plantings of beans, they plant four-leaf clovers.
There you go.
And rabbits.
They plant rabbits.
They plant rabbits' feet.
Face down.
And turned into keychains.
Oh.
And what else?
Yeah.
And all the pennies on the ground.
I want to actually see where this goes.
All the pennies on the ground are face up. And
Adam's bean rant.
And
it's always 11-11.
Japan's 5 yen coins, which are supposedly lucky, are made there. And what else? What else is lucky?
And they spot Ho-Oh from Pokemon every day.
He lives in the bean field.
Ho-Oh, he makes his roost with all of the rabbit plants.
Oh, and lots of wishbones.
Wishbones, oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, I guess those aren't necessarily lucky, but...
Well, if you're one...
And there's lots of ducks.
Yeah. It's like weird, like two-thirds of chickens running around. Because then you have like the permanent, like most of a wishbone.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah.
Well, you probably might find really that go there anyways.
Not going to plan my vacation there.
I just feel like those chickens would just be like hopping around.
It's like, oh God. This isn't lucky.
They keep trying to eat the beans. They have to keep them away.
Nemo got his lucky fin in Beans, Kenya.
he's a Kenyan clownfish. I gotcha.
That's right.
Classic.
Yeah, there's a coral reef in Kenya, didn't you know?
In the middle of Kenya. In the luckiest part of Kenya.
Yeah, heard Ben Folds wrote a song about it.
Beans, Kenya.
Yep. The luckiest.
The luckiest place on earth.
See, now I want to write a children's book, The Luckiest Bean in Kenya. all there is the title. There's nothing else. It's just The Luckiest Bean in Kenya.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
and then
lots of
a couple
pictures.
Of horseshoes nearby.
Yeah, a couple of two-thirds of chickens.
that's its children. Best friend, is two-thirds of a chicken.
God, it's walking along, holding by the wing.
Yeah.
Like
or just with the one good leg, he just kicks the bean along.
Oh,
from like a hopping kick.
Well, it'd be like, and then it would try to kick him and pull it from the ground.
But then it would slip on the bean and then land upright again. Because it was lucky.
That's right.
I guess living as two-thirds of a chicken wouldn't be so bad if you were lucky.
They all own a copy of Lucky Number 11.
Yeah, they love Bruce Willis over there in Kenya. In Beans, Kenya.
Beans, Kenya.
Beans. Okay.
Wow.
And it kept going.
Bumper sticker. Have you beans to beans? Kenya.
Kenya, tell me where to find the beans, Kenya. That's the bumper sticker.
I like it. If you
find the beans, Kenya.
If it was a magnet.
No, if it was.
How about a window decal?
I would put a window decal on there. Yeah, I would.
Haven't you been to Beans, Kenya?
Oh, can you dig it? The beans, that is?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Can we be done now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still drawing the bumper sticker in my head.
Unbelievable.
Unbean sleeves.
This is not a good look.
Bean sleeves. Okay, no, sorry. I'm done.
Are you?
I think thus concluded the mic check.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So, does anyone need another beverage or to use the restroom before we start?
I'm good.
Nope.
Then I'm going to get my timer ready.